Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, it is night, and God passes through at night. In the Exodus story, God passes through the land of Egypt at night, and God passes over the Hebrew people at night. The story starts when God uses Moses and Aaron to instruct the people to get ready to skip town. Quickly, quickly, make sure your sandals are on your feet and your stick is in your hand. Don't dilly-dally, you've got to hurry. They are going to run away just as soon as Pharaoh gives the word. They're going to run away quickly before he has a chance to change his mind. And you know he is going to change his mind. But first before they run away, first comes the blood and the special meal. The blood of the Passover lamb, which is to be smeared on the doorposts, that will be a sign to reassure the people that God will not destroy them. Because terrible things are going to happen that night. The firstborn of Egypt are going to be struck down. From the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the prisoner in the dungeon, plus all of the firstborn of the livestock, there will be anguish and grief and terror in the night. And yet God will pass over and spare the Hebrew people, and the blood will be the sign of their salvation in the midst of death. And then the meal with all of its ritual, that is what's going to help them to remember this night. It will remind them of the horrors of slavery that they are being set free from, and the horrors of what it will take to free them from oppression. This meal will let them experience God's saving work all over again. And so the Hebrew people are charged with retelling this Passover story, not only to remember what God has done in the past, but to proclaim that salvation is the kind of thing that God is going to keep on doing in the future. All of this blood and terror, it happens in the night. But in addition, God is at work saving the Hebrew people in the night. And in the story of Jesus' passion, important things also happen in the night. We've got the context here of this very Passover meal, and that turns out to be Jesus' Last Supper. At that meal, that's when Jesus charges the disciples to remember him. And he gives them the bread and the cup, his body and his blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus is the new Passover lamb whose blood brings salvation. But that's not all that happens in the night. On that same night, we see how Judas sneaks off to betray Jesus. We see a poignant scene of how Jesus prays and sheds tears at Gethsemane. Then we see that he is arrested and hauled off for trial by the religious authorities. And finally, he is denied by Peter. And the disciples desert him and flee. All of this happens at night. It is fearful, terrible, painful stuff. And I think it's even worse, maybe even harder, because it happens at night. Now, don't get me wrong, night can be a beautiful time, the soft, warm nights of summer, or the clear, cold nights of winter when all the stars are just sparkling. But the night can also go on forever. You know, those hot, humid nights when you can't get to sleep. Or the stormy, scary nights when the tree limbs are crashing to the ground and you wonder if the tree is going to hit your roof next. Night can go on forever when you're in physical pain, when you first try lying down in the bed and you can't fall asleep, and then you move to the recliner and you can't fall asleep there, and then you move back to the bed, and finally you end up watching TV because the night is so long and you've got to get through it somehow. The night can go on forever when you are grieving or afraid, like the fear of the Hebrew people who are waiting to escape slavery, like the anguish of Jesus in the garden. The night can go on and on and on, apparently forever. This very night, earlier our time, but at 7 p.m. local time in Afghanistan, a large bomb was dropped on the ISIS caves and tunnels. The night can seem to go on and on forever when you are in danger, whether you are Syrian civilians under chemical attack or military troops or even our enemies. Bombs are full of terror and destruction. And we do right to fear bombs. Bombs have fallen, and we are in a night of violence. At night, every suffering can seem magnified. At night, it can seem as if the end is upon us. But did you remember that in the Bible, night is the beginning? Creation starts with night. There was evening and there was morning the first day. In the Bible, a new day starts at sunset, and it begins with night. That way of looking at things, I have to say, doesn't come very naturally. For me, I think that the day starts with the sunrise, but this way of thinking of the day beginning with sunset, that was natural for the Hebrew people in Egypt. It was natural for Jesus and his disciples. And so as night comes for the Hebrews, a new day is beginning, a day of freedom, a day of becoming God's chosen people. And it's not going to be easy. They're going to have to escape into the wilderness, cross the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army in hot pursuit. They're going to have to spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness before they finally get to cross over into the Promised Land. Won't be easy, but it is a new day, nevertheless. And for Jesus and his disciples, a new day is beginning there at the Last Supper. Even though they are just starting the descent into night, although the shadows are just beginning to gather around Jesus, as they will continue to gather with his arrest and all of the events of Good Friday. Nevertheless, night is the beginning of the story. It's not the end, because night is part of God's saving work. Even in the midst of torture and abandonment and death, horrors that for Jesus just seem to go on and on, even in the midst of this, God is at work. Even when the night seems to continue for Jesus right through Good Friday and on through Holy Saturday, God is doing the work of salvation. And though the night may be long and full of terrors, a new day is coming, a day of resurrection for Jesus and God's people. And for us, for the people of Syria and Afghanistan, for all people under threat of violence, people facing death, bombs, God is still at work in this night. Somehow, God is still doing the work of salvation. And any dark night that you are going through, I pray that that may be part of God's saving work for you. Because church, God is at work this very night. Despite the blood, despite the bombs and the terror, God is passing through this night. God is passing over us. It is a time of God's work, a time of God's salvation. And the night begins a new day, What is that new day going to reveal for us? We can only wait and see. It probably won't be easy. But even tonight, we know that the promised land and the day of resurrection are waiting for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.